action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Candleland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
It is day number two here at the Class 3A State Softball Tournament, and that means it's semifinal and championship Friday here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Pleasure to have you along with us. I'm Jake Spaulding. Seth Tollison back in studio here today. As once again, we've got an amazing day here planned for you today, though no clouds in the sky. It'll be in the upper 70s by the end of today, and right now it's a brisk breeze blowing out towards left field at about 15 miles an hour, and the temperature is nice and cool at 68 degrees. We're excited to have you along for us. Game number one today, the top seed Frontenac Raiders taking on the Riverside Cyclones, the four seed. Riverside winning in emphatic fashion yesterday in a walk-off single from Alexis Scott in the bottom of the seventh inning. A little bit different, though, for Frontenac as they run-ruled Colby in five innings yesterday, 11-0. Joining me here today, once again, we've got Jake. Jake, you are having a lot of fun yesterday watching this Riverside team. Are you excited for today?
Yeah. Let's see if they can pull out another win, see if they have another one in their belt.
This would be an upset win if it is, because Frontenac, the defending 3A state champions in 3A. We're live here at the Invista Softball Complex in the capital city, Topeka, the site. And what a site this is. Great facility, great teams, and great fans on hand for an amazing day. We're excited to have you along with us. We're going to take our pregame timeout here when we come back. We'll give you starting lineups and first pitches coming up shortly. Here is 3A state softball coverage on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, Hiawatha.
Looking for a day full of fun, food, and family? Come to the second annual Atchison County Fair Fundraiser this Saturday at the fairgrounds in Effingham. Enjoy the vendor fair, pony pull, silent auction, and a pulled pork dinner at 5. Free will donation. Then stick around for the street dance from 8 to 11. And don't miss the car and tractor show at Effingham City Park. Registration at 11 a.m., $30 per entry, and only $5 to vote for your favorites. Check out the Atchison County Fair Facebook page for more information. All proceeds support the Atchison County Fairgrounds and Community 4-H. See you there.
The Fall City Hot Air Balloon Festival is set to take off again this year on Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th at Brunner Field in Fall City, Nebraska. There will be a balloon takeoff and glow, mega kite flying, kids activities, and live music both days. There will also be a fireworks show on Friday night. Food trucks, beer, and wine will be available for purchase. So grab those blankets and lawn chairs and come on out to Brenner Field in Fall City, Nebraska, June 13th and 14th for the Fall City Hot Air Balloon Festival. For tickets and information, visit fallcitychamber.com.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Who is Farm Bureau Financial Services? At our core, we're relationship builders. We're home and auto bundlers, life insurers, farm and ranch protectors, and retirement planners. We're neighbors, community members, and friends. We're the people you can count on now and for years to come. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network. This is...
Hey, welcome back to Topeka, Kansas, the site for this Class 3A Girls State Softball Tournament semifinal Friday. A little later on today, it'll be third place and championship games. But right now, it is the first semifinal of the day. It's the home team, the top seed in this tournament, the Frontenac Raiders, the defending 3A state champions. Head coach for them, Cassie Reams, and they are looking to defend their crown. They got amazing athletes. They are a very senior-heavy roster with 7 of the 9 in the starting batting lineup, all seniors, and the rest are sophomores. Again, 28-1 on the season for Coach Reams, and amazing opportunity for them because they're looking to repeat as champions. That was their fourth state title last year underneath Reams. They beat Silver Lake 3-0 in the state title game. They finished that year 28-2. This year, their record right now, 28-1. The Riverside Cyclones, well, they're 22-4. And they've got a great, best season of school history underneath head coach Tristan Allen. They defeated, yesterday their matchup against Minneapolis by a 6-5 decision. That was an amazing game that ended in a late bottom of the seventh inning walk-off hit from Alexis Scott. Everybody being introduced now for the Cyclones will give you their starting lineups. They'll be the visitors today on the scoreboard as the four seed. Playing catcher, batting first, will be Ella Whistler wearing number 21. Playing first base, batting second, will be Kennedy Griffin. She wears number 42. Nyla Duncan at the hot corner playing third base, wearing number 0, bats 3. Alexis Scott, the cleanup hitter, plays shortstop. She'll bat fourth and wears number 7. Mia Jackson in the circle again for the Cyclones, batting fifth. She wears number 9. Tori Ortega out in right field, batting sixth, wearing number 11. Jess Perez playing second base, wearing number 2. She bats seventh. Batting eighth is Kiana Hewen. She plays center field, wearing number 24. Bentley Miller, she's a designated player, meaning that she'll bat only in this ball game, batting ninth, wearing number 15. And then in left field, the flex player is Ebony Alvarez, wearing number 5. Again, it's Whistler, Griffin, Duncan, Scott, Jackson, Ortega, Perez, Ewens, and Miller for the Cyclones underneath coach Tristan Allen. For the Frontenac Raiders, leading off, it'll be Maddie Lajadas. She plays left field, wearing number 8. Batting second will be Elena Sullivan, playing center field, wearing number 19. Avery Johnson in the circle for Frontenac, batting third, wearing 00. Maddie Call will clean up this order for Frontenac, the catcher wearing number 25. Grayson McLaren will bat fifth, playing second base, wearing number 10. Hadley Goodwin is a designated player, batting sixth, wearing number 32. Kenley Sullivan is shortstop, wearing number 17, batting seventh. Skylar Hutchinson bats eighth, playing third base, wearing number 22. Ella Sullivan will bat ninth, and she will be playing first base, also wearing number 3. And the flex player playing right field will be Stevie Likely for Frontenac. Again, it's LaJana Sullivan's Johnson, Call, McLaren, Goodwin, Sullivan, Hutchinson, Sullivan in the order for the Raiders. We got Jake next to me. I'm Jake Spaulding. Seth Tollison back in the studio. We're going to stand now for our national anthem back in 2 minutes. First pitch of this semifinal game in the 3A state tournament in Topeka.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at MCONUnderground.com.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Discover Wathena Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center, a fully VA contracted facility that is both Medicare and Medicaid certified and accepts most Medicare Advantage plans. Offering long-term care, short-stay rehab, and outpatient rehab, including physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Enjoy a small-town home-like atmosphere with all the amenities while providing a variety of daily activities to keep you engaged. Plus, just a few miles from local hospitals and physicians, experience quality care where you feel at home. Choose Wathena Healthcare, caring for you every step of the way.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's JJ on the mics here in Topeka. I'm Jake Spaulding, and that's Jake. Remember your last name again?
Lamont.
Lamont. He's going to be joining me once again for a Riverside broadcast. Seth Tollison back in studio. If you're a Sabetha fan looking for the Sabetha baseball game, that's over on 92.1 FM KMZA here today. We've got Valley Falls baseball starting off on 93.7 KAIR as well. How about it? Three local teams all playing at the same time. That's why we got so many stations here to make sure you are covered. That's why we're the number one local community connection. Super glad you're alongside with us. We've got Riverside and Frontenac, a 4-1 matchup. Four-seeded Riverside Cyclones and the one-seed Frontenac Raiders, 22-4 Riverside, 28-1 Frontenac. It'll be Riverside up to bat first. Ella Whistler stepping in from the right side. In the circle will be Avery Johnson for Frontenac, and she is an outstanding pitcher, a sub-1 ERA, 205 strikeouts on the season, and really likes to work around the zone. Here we go, first pitch underway in the semifinal, and the first pitch is a ball to Ella Whistler.
A little high.
Give you the backdrop behind Johnson here. Playing first base is Ella Sullivan. Second base, Grace McLaren. Over at shortstop, it's Tinley Sullivan. Third base, Skylar Hutchinson. Here's the 1-0 offering on the outside, foul tip. Back to the screen, it's 1-1. Left to right in the outfield is Maddie Lajadas. Center field, Elena Sullivan. And right field is Stevie Likely. So 1-1 count here early on to Ella Whistler. Whistler north of 400 on the average with a sharp bouncer to third. And Hutchinson completes the put out to first. Great strong throw to Sullivan for the first out of the game. So a 5-3 put out if you're scoring it at home. This will bring up the power hitter from the left side. It's Kennedy Griffin. 11 home runs on the season, north of 500 on the average.
Can she do it again?
Yesterday she went 2-for-4 with a couple walks. First offering into her, it's catching the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. It'll be Griffin and Nyla Duncan on deck. If anybody reaches the hero from yesterday, Alexis Scott. The 0-1 offering coming in here from Johnson. Swung on, lifted down the right field line, foul. It'll be 1-2. A little bit ahead of that one there, Jake, as Griffin saw it, but just turned her hips open just a little too early.
Yeah, got to sit on the ball. Can't lunge at it. Just got to wait.
So the count now 0-2 here to Kennedy Griffin. First baseman for the Clones, stepping in from the left side. The 0-2 pitch. A little bit high and outside, a rise ball there. And 1-2 the count now here to Griffin.
Got to be careful what you swing out here.
Here we go. Set, ready. Pitch on the way. Fouled back out of the... We'll do it again at 1-2. Again, this is the Frontenac team, the defending state champions from a season ago. They defeated Silver Lake in the championship game 3-0. Trying to get back to the state title again this year. They got to go through Riverside. Clones trying to make their first ever. The 1-2 pitch lifted into center field, giving chase to Sullivan, drifting into left center and making a diving grab. Snow cone that one. As she hit the ground, the ball started to squirt out, able to squeeze and hang on to it for the second out of the inning.
Great dive, great catch. Don't see many of those.
So bring up Nyla Duncan, who had a great day yesterday on the defensive side of things. She had three putouts, none bigger than the top of the seventh inning to get out of a jam and a tie ball game. 0-for-3 at the plate yesterday, though, but she did have a walk. Two away here, top of the first inning. Duncan in from the right side, sees the first pitch, catch the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1.
Right down the middle, nice pitch by
Johnson.
Johnson.
Yep, Avery Johnson in the circle, senior for Frontenac. Where's double zero? 0-1 offering lifted into the net on the right side of foul territory. It's quickly 0-2. So far, Jake, we've seen Johnson not get behind in the count. She's been up 0-1 against Whistler before she grounded out. Up 1-2 against Griffin. Now she's ahead 0-2 to Duncan. The 0-2 pitch lifted back to the screen again. And foul ball here by Duncan. Working a good at-bat here. Down in the count, though, 0-2.
She's just a little late. She just got to time it up some more, and she's got the hit.
Johnson taking a breather, gets her signal from her catcher, Maddie Call. Here's the 0-2. High and tight, ball one.
One and two, Johnson still ahead in the count.
Throwing the slab, Johnson. high. And away, ball two. We're going to get at bat here as Nyla Duncan for the Cyclones. Toeing the slab. The 2-2 pitch. Ground ball, foul down the first base line. We'll do it again. Kind of a check swing there from Nyla, just staying alive, tough with two, Jake.
Yep. Got to be careful what she swings at.
Anything close, got to be...
Got to protect.
Fouling it off if you don't like it. Here's another 2-2. Ball lifted in the air outside of the facility over the third base dugout. First base dugout, I should say. And we'll do it again at 2-2. This is going to be the eighth pitch of the at-bat here for Nyla Duncan.
Good at-bat. She hopes she can get on base. See what happens.
Working a good at-bat here. Another 2-2 to Duncan. In the dirt, ball three. Great at-bat here from Nyla.
Full count. Got to protect if it's close. But be careful what you swing at.
465 average on the season. Again, 0-3 with a walk yesterday. Duncan trying to be the first base runner for the Cyclones. Two away. The 3-2 pitch. Ball lifted high. Still on the infield. Giving chase is Sullivan from first. And she makes the play for the third out of the inning.
Caught in foul territory.
That's the third out of the inning. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Riverside 0, Frontenac coming up.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Grants Repair is your stop for AmSoil products, synthetic oils, and Interstate batteries. Also specializing in John Deere tractor repair, minor automotive, and air conditioning service. They now have a full supply of Liberty Gun Safes. Grants Repair on Highway 36, West Wathena.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Topeka, it is Frontenac and Riverside, this 3A state softball semifinal. Jake's balling alongside Jake. We're calling ourselves, I guess, JJ on the mic today. Is that what we're going to say?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We got Seth Thompson back in the studios. Riverside goes 3-3 down in the top half of the first. That'll bring up Frontenac, a team that averages run-ruling their opponents. Let's just be quite honest about it. This is a very good team, a very good offensive team, and it's going to be Maddie Lajadas, the left fielder, that'll start things off here for the Raiders. First pitch in there from Mia Jackson is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Telling you a little bit about this Frontenac team. As a team, they're batting north of 600. So they're a very efficient team at the plate. 0-1 the count here. Here's a dribbler to the shortstop. Picked up nicely there. And nice put out. Great play coming from Riverside's Alexis Scott and Griffin with a great stretch at first base. One up, one down.
Got there just in time. Got there. One up, one down.
This will bring up the second batter, Elena Sullivan, the center fielder. She averages over 460 on the season. Squares the bunt. Duncan comes in. Unable to get it down. It was a ball low, 1-0.
Hold the bunt back just in time.
Defensively for Riverside, at first base, it's Kennedy Griffin. Second base, Jess Perez. Shortstop, Alexis Scott. Here's Mia Jackson with the 1-0 offering. Is high and tight, 2-0. Third baseman is Nyla Duncan. Left field, Ebony Alvarez. Center fielder is Kiana Hewens. And right field is Tori Ortega. In the circle, it's Mia Jackson. Down the dish, it's Ella Whistler. 2-0 pitch from Jackson. In there for a strike. It's 2-1.
Right down the middle.
Mia yesterday kind of struggled. She ended up giving four walks in the game. Able to find her groove, though, and get the win. 2-1 pitch. Off speed in the dirt, it's 3-1. Avery Johnson, the pitcher, on deck for Frontenac. In the hole, it's Maddie Call. Frontenac head coach Cassie Reams barking out a signal to Elena Sullivan, who's in there from the left side. 3-1 pitch in there on the outside corner for a strike. It's 3-2.
Close call. Hard one for the umpire, but he called the strike. Can't argue with him.
One out, 3 balls, 2 strikes. The second batter for the Raiders, it's Sullivan, and she dribbles it foul. We'll redo it at 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Foul tip will count. If I'm Sullivan, got to protect, but don't swing at anything dumb. That's like crazy high or something like that. Sullivan can't help her, but she's got to be close. Here's the pitch.
3-2 pitch is in there, and it's fouled off. 3 balls, 2 strikes. We'll do it once again. So 7-pitch at-bat so far. The 8th pitch of the at-bat upcoming.
Get at-bat for Sullivan. Jackson's hoping to strike out. She's hoping to get a hit or walk.
Again, behind the dish for the Cyclones, it's Ella Whistler. 3-2 pitch swung on and a foul ball back to the screen. Good decision there by Elena Sullivan as she was running on the swing no matter what, but she made contact, foul ball. And that is now going to be the 9th pitch of the at-bat here for Elena Duncan. 9th pitch coming right here at 3-2. To the second baseman, great play. In time, no. Perez to Griffin, but the speed of Sullivan.
Close call there. Double play is a factor.
So an infield single here for Elena Sullivan. That was the 10th pitch of that at-bat. One away here in the bottom of the first. Runner at first is Sullivan. Here's Johnson in from the right side, and Mia Jackson starts her off with a fastball, catching the inside corner. It's 0-1.
That was a close call, but that was a pretty nice pitch.
Jackson toes the slab, the 0-1, trying to catch the outside corner. Whistler framed it, but a little bit too far outside. It's 1-1.
That one was close, too.
Riverside, 3-up, 3-down in the top half of this inning. Here's the 1-1. Runner goes. Whistler, great throw, but not in time. Covering there was Scott. Could not get the tag applied quick enough. And swiping a bag is Elena Sullivan. She stands at second base with a stolen base. 2 balls and 1 strike here to Avery Johnson. Pitcher for Frontenac. Jackson toes the slab, fires it in, foul ball back to the screen. We'll do it at 2-2. 2-2 the count, one away. We're in the bottom of the first inning, state semifinal game. All teams guaranteed 2 games today. Just depends on if you're playing for third or fourth title later on today. Mia Jackson toes the slab with the right hand. The right hand hurler fires it in. Into left field it goes. Alvarez comes up. Runner's coming home, but she's held up by Coach Reams. As great job there by Alvarez to get it into a shortstop, Scott, quickly on the single here by Avery Johnson. Moving up to third base is Elena Sullivan. So a courtesy runner here is Lainey Shea for Frontenac. As Johnson being the pitcher, she'll get a courtesy runner. Lainey Shea standing over at first base.
Frontenac does have a runner in scoring position.
That runner at third is Elena Sullivan. Runner goes from first to second. Snap throw from Whistler down to third. Duncan trying to catch Sullivan off guard, but she was not. She's back safely. So now runners at first and second after the steal and base. So one away. That was a ball call to call. 1-0 offering is high and away, ball 2. It's 2-0 here to Maddie Call, the cleanup hitter, who's the catcher. Another senior mentioned it that, of the 9, 7 of these players for Frontenac that'll be in the batting order are seniors. There's a bunt down the third base line, picked up by Jackson, throws the first in time for the out, but the run will come home. Elena Sullivan will score from third on the sacrifice bunt from Maddie Call.
But Riverside did get an out.
Moving up to third was Avery Johnson Lainey Shea, the courtesy runner for Frontenac. 1-0 the lead now for the Raiders. Two away here in the bottom of the first. Stepping in now from the right side, Grayson McLaren. Second baseman, first pitch in there for a strike called. It's 0-1.
That's a nice pitch.
Mia Jackson towing the slab for the Cyclones. Oh, what offering is inside for a ball. It's 1-1. Don't forget, aside from all the baseball and softball tournaments today across the networks, we do have a live on location at the Pumps south of Holton on Old 75. Here's a 1-1 pitch. A little bit high. It's 2-1. Go hang out with Jeff and Harper from 11-1. That's right now until 1 o'clock. Spin the wheel. Get signed up for the Camo Cruiser. Be hearing some updates from there. 2-1 pitch. Ground ball through the left side in the left field. Scoring from third will be Avery Johnson on the RBI single from Grayson McLaren. Laney Shea, I should say, for that as the courtesy runner. But nevertheless, it's 2-0 for Frontenac on that RBI single from Grayson McLaren. Two runners in, two away here in the bottom of the first inning for the Raiders. Mia Jackson now will face off against Hadley Goodwin, a freshman designated player. First pitch in there called strike. It's 0-1.
Right down the middle, that pitch was.
So the two hits that we've seen in this inning, both of them between Duncan and Scott, the third and shortstop for Riverside. 0-1 pitch, high and away, ball one. Runner at first is McLaren. Had a good one, a freshman, great average, 385 as a freshman, pretty impressive for this Frontenac Raider team. The 1-1 pitch off speed, can't catch the outside corner, it's 2-1. Two and one the count, two away. The offering from Jackson, fouled straight back to the screen. I saw you flinch a little bit there, Jake.
That came in faster
it
than
does.
My face.
It's all right, I flinched yesterday. Don't trust the Mets. You know, you got to be ready at all times, right?
Yep.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch from Jackson. Hit down the left field line and foul. We'll do it again at 2-2. Sixth pitch of the at-bat upcoming.
Get that bat for
Hadley Goodwin.
Goodwin.
Designated player for Frontenac. Runner at first is McLaren. The 2-2 from Jackson. Outside. Fake a fire down to first base. But back quickly was McLaren. It's a full count now. Three balls, two strikes. Two away. The runner will be moving on the pitch. Mia Jackson toes the slab. Here's the pitch. Low and inside. Ball four.
That advances a runner into scoring position.
So McLaren will go to second. Goodwin on the walk goes to first. That's the first walk assessed here in this game by Jackson. Still looking for that first strikeout of the game as well. 107 on the season for Mia. First pitch in there to Sullivan. A little bit low and outside. Ball one. Tyler Hutchinson's waiting on deck, but this is Tenley Sullivan, the shortstop. In from the right side, senior. Ball lifted in a shallow right field, giving chase to Ortega. Not going to get there in time. Scoring from second will be McLaren. Ball coming in a little bit late. Fired over to third. It's an error. It's going to go in. No, not in the dugout, but hit the dugout. Scoring from first base would be Goodwin. And sliding into third, not quite in time, was Sullivan. So the out is applied at third. On Sullivan trying to get the extra bag, but two more runners come home on the RBI single from Tenley Sullivan. We got to step aside. We'll come back. Top of the second inning. Riverside up to bat. It's 4-0 Frontenac here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jake once again. We are hanging out today at the Pumps, B&P Propane, 90 Pine Oil. It's just 1 mile south of Holton on Old 75 Highway. Great opportunity for you to get signed up for the Camo Cruiser again today. Guys, again, this is early on in this entire drawing, so the sooner you get your name in there, the sooner you have opportunities to be winning in August, a $20,000 side-by-side. But we got a wheel, we've got food. There's a ton of stuff here today at B&P Propane, 90 Pine Oil. It is at the Pumps, and I'm hanging out with Tegan.
Fletcher here now. And Tegan, just tell me about the pumps. You guys have different varieties of fuel for people to come in and get, right?
Yeah, so we got DEF, Dyed, and Premium 91 with no ethanol in it, which isn't really around this area very much or at many gas stations. So
your ability for you guys to offer those products, why was that something that you guys thought was a good idea to offer those products at a pump station like this?
Yeah, so we got farmers that come in and get 50 gallons of Dyed diesel at a time. It's easy, it's convenient, and it's available 24/7.
Come down. Tegan's got plenty more to talk to you about if you come down here today. Again, we're here till 1 o'clock. Come on down. We're going to have a great time here. It's a party at the pumps, and if you've been listening lately, you've been hearing Tegan say that. Why is this called the party at the pumps, Tegan?
Because it's going to be a party. I mean, we're going to have hot dogs out there. We're going to have snacks. We're going to have giveaways, some merchandise. So just come on out and see us.
Okay, come on down and see them here at the pumps, 1 mile south of Holton on Old 75.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the second inning. It's 4-0 Crompton. I got your bottom of the first. 4 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. Nobody left on. Batter is Alexis Scott, the hero from yesterday. Down in the count now, 1-2 after that foul ball. It'll be Alexis Scott, Mia Jackson, Tori Ortega for Riverside. You know, we talked about the senior heaviness of Frontenac. Not a single senior on the chart. I'm sorry, the only senior on this roster right here, Alexis Scott for Riverside. 1-2 offering, low and away, ball two. Jake Spaulding here with you. Jake Lamont next to me. And back in the studio, Seth Tollefson. Doing the Lord's work for us. Nobody out. We're in the bottom of the, or top of the second inning. 4-0 Frontenac. Scott lifts this one high on the infield, giving chase to the catcher. Making the grab is Matty Call for the first out of the inning. Scott, a little bit. Did Scott popped it straight up. Now it's Mia Jackson. Kind of a rough first inning for her in the circle, trying to get something back and get something started here in the top half of the second. Again, this is the best season in school history for the Cyclone team. First time in the state tournament, they got their first win yesterday. It's a team that had 18 combined wins the previous two seasons before this 21-win outburst this year. First offering into Mia is in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
Mia's got to forget about the first inning, see what she can do in batting.
0-1 pitch, a little bit high. It's 1-1. Tori Ortega on deck. If anybody can reach, it's Jess Perez due up for the Clones. Johnson still in the circle, made great work in the first inning. 1-1 pitch, high and inside, ball two. No strikeouts for Johnson in that first inning, but it was a ground out by Whistler, a fly out by Griffin, and a pop up by Duncan. The 2-1 offering is low and inside, ball three. 3-1 in the count here to Mia Jackson, 5-hole hitter here for the Cyclones. Trying to get something rolling here, Jake.
Yeah. If you don't have to swing, but if it's right in the middle, I would. And
off the plate there, Jake. You just called it, my friend. Ball four here to Mia Jackson. Gets the first runner on base for the Cyclones in this ballgame. This will bring up Tori Ortega. Tori is the right fielder here for Riverside and trying to get something to go here. Got a courtesy runner coming in as Brooklyn Poyer. Will replace Mia Jackson at first base. So looking at her sheet right now, Tori Ortega gets a sign from coach down the line. One away here in the top of the second. Poyer over at first base. Ortega in from the right side. And inside, ball one. Again, if you're looking for Sabetha baseball, not here on 103.9. We got Riverside softball here. So about the baseball semifinal over on 92.1K MZA. Wade Gershner on the call there in Manhattan. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike. It's 1-1.
It was a nice pitch, but what's good?
Call.
Call with a nice frame to seal it up.
That's right. 1-1 the count. One away here, top of the second inning. Throwing the slab. It's Johnson the offering. High and away, ball two. Kind of a screwball there coming from Johnson. One thing that's really great about the game of softball is the many different pitches you can see these kids throw. Rise ball, drop ball, screwball, fastball, changeup, curveball. 2-1. Screwball in there. Foul tip caught by the catcher. It's 2-2. Looking down, it's
2-2. The count is even. got to protect the Fiortega.
Coach Allen asked Tori to step out, gave her a sign. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Foul tip, caught by the catcher. It's the first strikeout of the game for Johnson and the second out of the inning. So bring up Jess Perez, the second baseman, batting seventh for the Cyclones.
Two outs. Can she get them run batted in?
Runner at first base, still Poyer. Curtis is running for Mia Jackson, the pitcher who walked. Foul ball coming straight back to the screen. It's 0-1. Moving on the pitch, will be Poyer. Any contact made here by Perez. Just trying to get the line moving. Kiana Hewens waits on deck for the Cyclones. The 0-1 offering. Trying to catch the outside corner, but can't. It's 1-1.
Close pitch there.
I'd take if you had two strikes on you, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to protect, right?
Yep.
Thankfully, if you're Perez, it's only a 1-1 count. There's a 1-1 offering high and away, but swinging and coming up empty is Jess Perez. Down in the count now, 1-2. Kind of grimaced on that one, knowing that probably shouldn't have swung at that.
Has to protect, though. Anything close.
1-2. Here's the pitch. Rise ball out of the zone. Holding off that time was Jess Perez. And even the count, 2-2. There are two outs in the inning. So if you're a fan of the sport, baseball, softball, you know this is twos. Start touching the brim of your hat. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three.
High ball, but she swung. So
that'll be the third out of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's 4-0 Frontenac, and they've got 8-9-1 coming up.
Farmers State Bank in Wasena has proudly served the area for more than 110 years. As your friendly hometown bank, they look ahead to serving you far into the future. Online banking now available at www.fsbwasena.com. Farmers State Bank in Wasena, member FDIC.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
For more than 5 decades, Engabin Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engabin Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at state.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at MCONUnderground.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heading to the bottom of the second inning here in Topeka, the capital city. Jake and Jake with you behind home plate. Bottom of the second inning. Seth Tullis doing amazing work back at the studios. We got a lot going on today across the MSC Radio Network. Super thankful for everybody doing what they do to make it possible for you, the listener at home. Mia Jackson back in the circle. Skylar Hutchinson in for the first time, the third baseman, first offering, fouled away behind the screen. It's 0-1. Riverside kind of struggling on the offensive side of things, Jake, but that first inning, hopefully maybe with just some nerves. Now Mia can settle in here. A one-pitch curveball goes out of the zone away from Whistler. It'll be 1-1 to count. What'd you see in that first inning that needs to get cleaned up here in the second?
Well, that's when they started scoring. When they scored two, honestly, it didn't look like everybody was upset. You can't just put yourself down.
1-1 pitch lifted into right center field, giving chase to Hewens, and she's underneath it to make the grab. Kiana flowing to her left, our right, about 8 feet to make that catch for the first out of the inning. And just like we started at the bottom of the first inning, one up, one down, going to the nine-hole hitter. This is Ella Sullivan for the Cyclones. For the Raiders. The Cyclones defensively, Jackson in the circle, Whistler behind the dish. Griffin at first, Perez at second, Scott at short, Duncan at third. Here's the pitch from Jackson, low and away, ball one to Sullivan, the third baseman. Out in the outfield, Alvarez in left, Hewens in center, Ortega in right. One another count here for Mia Jackson. The pitch. Line drive to center field. Coming up on it is Hewens, who plays it off one hop. And it's a one-out single for Ella Sullivan to center field. Three hits in that first inning for Frontenac, Jake, and They've got another one here in this inning as well. A team that really does a great job of putting the bat on the ball and putting it in play.
Yeah, you might want to throw a couple fastballs to Mia Jackson and throw a couple fastballs and then throw it off with a changeup.
Mix it up a little bit. Find a way. Ella Sullivan at first base now with one away. Maddie Legiotis, the left fielder, in from the left side. She grounded out to Scott at shortstop, her first time up. First offering in there for a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1.
That was a close pitch, but the umpire gave it a strike, which is tough for the umpire, but...
Squaring to bunt, getting it down. Jackson fields it, fires to first. In time for the out. Great play there by Mia Jackson to get the put out for the second out of the inning. The runner does move up to second base. That was a bang-bang play there at first.
Machado did her job. She advanced the runner. So now they have a runner in scoring position.
Runner in scoring position that Jake mentioned is Ella Sullivan. Now Elena Sullivan in from the left side. She singled, stole a base, and scored a runner last time. Up here's a flat hit to Duncan at third. Nice play to first in time for the third out of the inning. It's a 5-3 put out in the Cyclones. Hang a zero on the scoreboard that time around. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the top half of the third inning. Frontenac 4, Riverside nothing. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At the party at the pumps once again. Jake hanging out as we've got 1 mile south of Holton on Old 75 Highway. At the pumps, B&P Propane, Knotty Pine Oil. A great time is being had. You've already heard a couple times from us here today. Great things going on down here. You can get yourself signed up for the Camo Cruiser. That's a $20,000 valued side-by-side we'll be giving away in August. All you got to do is win a game of war. You can get up to 5 entries for it. Come on down and get yourself playing for that. We're hanging out with Carly once again. And Carly, tell me about the concept behind a little bit of the pumps here, because it's more than just fuel. Tell me about the other areas you guys got. You guys got a snack shack here. You guys got seating for people to sit and hang out at. I know I spent probably a little bit more time than I should admit sitting down there eating a Rice Krispie treat and doing a Sudoku puzzle.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that, Jake. That's exactly what the dream was all about, just being able to offer a place for you to sit, relax, have a cup of coffee, get something out of the vending machine, pop, water, tea, or a Rice Krispie treat.
These are opportunities for, you know, people can pump their fuel really quick and then kind of pull down or just walk down and get themselves a little bit of a break. You guys have really made this more than just a filling area, a filling station. It's more of like a homey feel. Why was the reasoning behind that?
We just want our customers to feel like family, and we feel it's very important to take care of all aspects of your life, I guess, when it comes to fueling your mind, fueling your body, and fueling your vehicles.
And it's a pretty simple process for people once they come down here as well, too, right, with the pumping of the fuel. I mean, you got full-service Fridays that are going on like today, but later on down the line, people, they just got a card, and it's pretty easy to be able to operate, right?
That's exactly right. Yep, you have 24/7 access with your card, and you can come get fuel whenever you would like.
And you guys have done a really good job here as well. I mean, it's super lit at night, so, I mean, there's no dark areas or anything like that. Just tell me a little bit about the access for people to be able to come over here and do this.
So, again, you just use your card, and it's available to you 24/7. We do have it very well lit, and we have the snack shack is open. The lights might not be on, but as soon as you open the door, the lights will come on, and you can go pick your snack and make yourself some coffee.
All right. Give me one reason why someone should come down today before 1 o'clock, though, Carly. Is there anything that's sticking out to you why they should come down here today?
Well, it's a party at the pumps, and you can save 10 cents a gallon.
Come on down, save 10 cents a gallon, get yourself signed up for your card. It's really easy to do, and check out everything that's going on here. We're at the pumps, 1 mile south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at the peak, and here's a ground ball to the third baseman from Hewens. Hewens able to beat up the throw. No, it's dug out by the first baseman. Great play by Sullivan. Great hustle there from Kiana Hewens, the center fielder in her first plate appearance today. Grounds out to the third baseman and nearly beat out the throw. Great hustle, but a great play. Hutchinson from third to Sullivan to first for the first out of the inning.
Very close. She hustled, but it wasn't enough.
Jake Spaulding, Jake Lamont next to me. We're Jay What are we saying?
JJ.
JJ on the mic, right?
Yeah.
Seth Tollefson back in studio. Here's a screwball in there by Johnson. Great pitch. Catching the inside corner to Bentley Miller, the designated player. Batting from the right side of the batter's box. Her first at-bat of the day. The 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed here by Miller. It's 0-2.
She's got to protect, and she's stepping in the box.
Johnson towing the slab. The 0-2 pitch to Miller. Bounced straight back to the screen. We'll do it again at 0-2. Ella Whistler, the leadoff hitter, waits on Tech. If anybody gets on, Kennedy Griffin for the Cyclones. Nothing frothing back here in the top of the third. The Raiders plated four off three hits and one error. The bottom of the first. But a great bottom of the second defensively for the Cyclones. Here's an 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three on Miller. The third strikeout of the game here for Johnson. This will take us back to the top of the order. And Ella Whistler grounded out to third baseman Hutchinson, her first time up. Ella steps in from the right side. Three strikeouts in the game now, as mentioned, for Johnson. Over 206 on the season. Here's a short ground ball to the third baseman. Hutchinson picking up, having to go quickly, throw to first. Into right field it goes. Beating out the throw was Whistler. Even if that throw was on the line, she would have been safe. So Ella Whistler with an infield single here to be the second base runner of the ball game for the Cyclones. This will bring up power hitter Kennedy Griffin. She flew out to deep left center her first time up.
Can she get a hit?
Whistler at first, Griffin in from the left side. The offering from Johnson. Watch the strike go by on the inside corner. It's 0-1.
Right at the knees, but that's in the zone, so.
Talked about the youth of this team for Riverside. This is a freshman power hitter for Riverside and Griffin. The 0-1 pitch, high and away, ball one. Only one senior on this roster for the Cyclones. It's shortstop four-hole hitter Alexis Scott. Handful of juniors on this team, some sophomores and a few freshmen, two freshmen. 1-1 the pitch here to Griffin. Hideaway, ball two. Whistler getting aggressive there on the base pass, doesn't take second. Comes back to first, Maddie. But a head count is Griffin. Riverside trying to get something going here in the top of the third. The 2-1 pitch. Blown away, ball three, and you can tell that Johnson's being careful here, Jake, against arguably the most powerful hitter on the Riverside team.
Yes, you don't want to give it one right down on the middle, but.
The 3-1 pitch. In there for a strike. It's three balls and two strikes. Just catching the outside corner. So now it's a 3-2 count. Jake, two outs. The runner Whistler at first will be off on the pitch.
Full count. Got to protect.
Johnson toes the slab. Here's the 3-2 offering. Swung on and missed, strike three. Third out of the inning on a strikeout by Griffin. That is now in the game for Johnson. Led to the bottom of the third inning. Frontenac 4, Riverside still scoreless. We're back after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
For more than 5 decades, Engaben Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engaben Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at state.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at Topeka, it's Jake and Jake on a mic, and we've got Seth back in studio. Great games here so far. Frontenac up 4-0. Top half of the third inning. Riverside saw four batters go to the plate. They got the first hit of the game, though. Jake, what was that stat line that first, top of the third?
Yeah, they had no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base.
All right, so we go to the bottom of the third inning here. It's 4-0. First offering from Jackson is fouled back by Avery Johnson, who singled, stole a base, and scored her last time up. 0-1 the count. Scoring update from Manhattan. End of the or bottom of the second inning, Sabetha leads 6-0 over Heston. Baseball over there on 92.1 FM KMZA. 1-1 the count here to Avery Johnson. Update from Great Bend as well. Into the first inning, Valley Falls plates 5 in the bottom half of the first inning. They lead Remington 5-1. 4-0 here, Frontenac leading Riverside. 1-1 pitch lifted high and deep into left center field, giving chase to Alvarez. Cannot get there in time. Rounding first, going to second is Johnson, looking to dig for third, but she'll stand at second with a standout double to begin this third frame.
Right in the gap between center, right in the left center gap. Wait, yeah?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, it's left center.
Left center gap. That was between Alvarez in left and Kayana Hewins in center field. This will bring up Maddie Call, the catcher. Sacrificed bunt her last time up. But the Raiders in business already with the runner in scoring position at second base, Avery Johnson. Here's the pitch from Jackson in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
Right down the middle, but she did not swing.
Can't say enough about how impressive this Cyclone team is this season. 22-4 now on the record. But they're playing against the defending state champions that brought everybody back from a season ago. 0-2 the count now after that foul ball from Maddie Call. Riverside in their black-on-black uniforms with the baby blue pinstripes and the baby blue numerals and letters. Frontenac with the black pants and the white tops, black letters and numbers. Here's a ground ball to the shortstop, Scott. Great play getting the put out. Ground ball there to Alexis Scott.
To get the first out.
6-3 put out, 4 out number 1, and it kept Avery Johnson at second as well. On it, move up. So we have McLaren. She had an RBI single back in the first. Also came around to score. So one out here in the bottom half of the third inning. The pitch from Mia. Right down Broadway. Nice off speed there. Had McLaren off balance. 0-1 the count. 1 away here in the bottom of the third. Jackson's 0-1 pitch. Nice job there by Whistler trying to frame that on the outside edge, but called a ball. It's 1-1.
Close. Maybe if she would have framed it a different way, like instead of just pulling it, she might have got that, but.
Spoken like a real catcher right there. 1-1 pitch. Lifted right back up the middle into Hewins to center field. Kayana quickly gets it in. Here's a relay home. Not in time. Now a snap throw to second base. That goes into center field. And staying at second will be Grayson McLaren. RBI single for McLaren as she moves up to second base on the throw to home. Hewins came up firing, and it was a great throw. Just great speed from second base from Avery Johnson. And so now in the game, Grayson McLaren, the five-hole hitter, two RBI singles in her first two plate appearances. 5-0 Frontenac, one out. Runner at second is McLaren. This will bring up Hadley Goodwin. She walked and scored her last time up. First pitch off the plate just a little bit. It's 1-0.
Good pitch. That umpire did not call that. It was a little outside.
1-0 the count here. 2, Goodwin. This pitch gets away. It's a wild pitch. It's past Whistler and will advance the runner to the third in Grayson McLaren on the wild pitch. First wild pitch of the game for Mia. Jackson's stat line so far today. Still looking for that first strikeout. Has one walk. And that was her first wild pitch. Here's a rope to second base. Nice job by Perez. Her only play is at first. Gets the second out. But scoring from third is McLaren. And that's how important that wild pitch is now. Because that wild pitch, if that doesn't happen, Jake, McLaren just moves up to third base instead of scoring. Nevertheless, it's an RBI ground out for Goodwin.
Yeah, you gotta don't know, like a wild pitch, hit her glove. She probably couldn't have got to it, but.
Two outs now, nobody on. Stepping in for the right side, Tenley Sullivan. She had an RBI single her last time up. Back in the first inning. 0-1 count. Here's a screwball in there catching the outside corner. It's 0-2. Quickly working ahead here. Mia Jackson looking for that first strikeout of the game. That would be a great time to bring it. Here's Jackson's 0-2 offering. Ball grounded to shortstop Scott. Comes up on it. Fires to first in time. Great play by Alexis Scott to end the inning. But not before River or Frontenac scores a couple more runs on a hit. Two runs on one hit, one error, and nobody left on. We head to the top of the fourth inning. It's 6-0. Frontenac, Riverside, coming up with their 3-4-5 hitters.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
Farmers State Bank in Wathena has proudly served the area for more than 110 years. As your friendly hometown bank, they look ahead to serving you far into the future. Online banking now available at www.fsbwathena.com. Farmers State Bank in Wathena, member FDIC.
Grants Repair is your stop for AmSoil products, synthetic oils, and Interstate batteries. Also specializing in John Deere tractor repair, minor automotive, and air conditioning service. They now have a full supply of Liberty gun safes. Grants Repair on Highway 36, West Wathena.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Move on to the top of the fourth inning. This will bring up Nyla Duncan, a third baseman for Riverside. She popped out to the first baseman in foul territory her last time up. First offering it from Johnson. Foul straight back to the screen. It's 0-1. It'll be Nyla Duncan, Alexis Scott, and Mia Jackson due up for the Cyclones. If anybody reaches base, Tori Ortega for the Cyclones. Down 6-0 here in the top of the fourth. Jake and Jake on a mic. JJ on a mic, I should say. Here's a ground ball to the third baseman. Hutchinson on two hops. Fires at the first in time.
For the first out.
5-3 put out if you're scoring that at home. And we go up to Alexis Scott. Alexis Scott popped out to the catcher her last time up. She'll step up from the right side of the batter's box. She was the hero yesterday again on the bottom of the seventh inning with an RBI single to win it for the Cyclones.
Right between the shortstop and second.
Got it.
A whistler can score.
One away here in Johnson. Toes the slab. Here's the offering. Off-speed pitch coming up empty is Scott. It's 0-1. Top of the fourth inning here. Frontenac with a 6-0 lead. Here's one lifted in a shallow right field. Giving chase coming in is likely. Cannot get there. And it's a single for Alexis Scott. A soft liner into right field. Drops in front of the right fielder likely. And the second straight inning, Riverside has a runner on base.
Time called by Frontenac.
Now we got a Coach Reams going out there to talk to her right fielder. She had her come all the way in to kind of give her some encouragement. Cassie Reams has been doing this quite a while. Four state titles since she has taken over this program north of a decade ago. And this is a program that is just a perennial power here in state softball. Brings in her right fielder, gives her a high five, and says, you come in and get that next time. But for the Cyclones, it's a break that they'll take. Mia Jackson coming up to the plate. She walked last time up back in the second inning. Cyclones trying to get something going here in this top half of the fourth.
And the pitch.
High and tight to Jackson. One ball, no strikes. Want to know the count? Offering. Swung on a miss. Snap throw down to first base. And Scott able to slide back safely, dive back safely. It's a very close play there as Scott wasn't ready for Maddie Call to fire it down to first.
Tag was Barely not in time.
One ball, one strike, one out. Pitch to Jackson. Swung on and missed. Now 1-2.
That's me up.
One away here. Top of the fourth. Duncan, or check that, Scott over at first. Rise ball out of the zone. It's 2-2. Way to hold off there if you're Jackson. Ortega waits on deck if Riverside can keep the line moving. Jess Perez. Johnson toes the slab. Four strikeouts in the game. The 2-2 pitch fouled straight back to the screen. Battling here is Mia Jackson for the Cyclones. One away here in the top of the fourth inning. Capital City, the site for this 3A state softball tournament. Great facility on hand here at the Avista Softball Complex. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three on the outside corner. Jackson had to protect on that one. And that's the fifth strikeout for Johnson. Second out of the inning. Torrey Ortega now up to bat.
Two outs.
She's in from the right side. Johnson's delivery. Swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Ortega struck out swinging back in the second inning. 0-1 the count. The pitch fouled back to the screen. It's 0-2. Working quickly and working ahead is Johnson here. Last two batters, Jackson now Ortega. Alexa Scott still at first base. She had a single with one out to right field, but since then a strikeout and now an 0-2 count here to Ortega. Two away, top of the fourth. Johnson's offering. Check swing, and she did not go. One ball, two strikes on the rise ball. Johnson toes the slab, rears back, and here's the 1-2 screwball trying to catch the outside corner. Cannot do so. Two balls, two strikes. That's a tough one to lay off of.
Just a little low. Tried the frame, but did not work.
Two balls and two strikes. Swung on and missed. Strikeout of Ortega as the third out of the inning. Johnson now is six in the game. We head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. No runs on one hit. No errors and one left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Topeka. Frontenac 6, Riverside nothing. Back after this here on KNZA.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
Discover Wathena Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center, a fully VA-contracted facility that is both Medicare and Medicaid certified and accepts most Medicare Advantage plans. Offering long-term care, short-stay rehab, and outpatient rehab, including physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Enjoy a small-town home-like atmosphere with all the amenities while providing a variety of daily activities to keep you engaged. Plus, just a few miles from local hospitals and physicians. Experience quality care where you feel at home. Choose Wathena Healthcare, caring for you every step of the way.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
JJ on the mic here in Topeka. I'm Jake, and that's Jake. We got Seth back in the studio. Bottom of the fourth inning, Riverside trailing Frontenac 6-0, and the Raiders up to the plate at Skylar Hutchinson, her second at bat of the game. Lifted into left center field, giving chase is Alvarez, but it's passed her all the way to the wall. Rounding first and going to second is Hutchinson. She'll stay there with a stand-up double to begin this fourth inning.
Right and left center.
Hutchinson.
Hutchinson could not get
it. Oh, Alvarez, sorry. Alvarez left field, Hutchinson hit it. Yeah,
Alvarez couldn't get it.
So one pitch, one swing, and we got a runner at second base in scoring position for Frontenac here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch here from Johnson Jackson coming into Ella Sullivan is inside for a ball. It's 1-0. This is the nine-hole hitter, Ella Sullivan, who singled her last time up. Then back to the top of the order for the Raiders. pitch, catching the corner. Nice pitch there from Mia Jackson. It's 1-1.
Good pitch. If I was...
Here's Ella Sullivan. A swing on that pitch coming down the third baseline. Foul. It's 1-2. Give me the defense behind Jackson again. Duncan at third. Scott at short. Perez at second. Griffin at first. Jackson in the circle. Whistler behind the dish. Here's the pitch. A little too far outside on a 1-2. It's down 2-2. In the outfield, it's Alvarez in left. Hewins in center and Ortega in right. Nobody out. Runner at second. The 2-2 pitch. Hideaway, ball three. Skylar Hutchinson at second base. Aggressive secondary lead. Definitely keeping the eye of Whistler.
Full count. You got to protect if you're Sullivan.
You got it. 3-2 pitch. In the dirt. Ball four. Second walk in the game given up by Mia Jackson.
I'm called by Whistler to go talk to Jackson.
Stoppage here as Whistler would go out. Have a brief conversation with her pitcher. Again, Whistler being a junior, Jackson being a junior, this battery tandem will continue into next year. But you can just see the connection they've got. Runner at first is Sullivan. Second is Hutchinson. Nobody out. Top of the order, it's Maddie Lajanis from the left side. She calls time. And we'll reset. Coach Reams giving her the signal. And here we go. First pitch to Lajanis. Squares the bunt, pulls it back, and gets away from Whistler. So they both runners are running on the pitch, so a stolen base both of them.
Just high on the pitch.
So one ball, no strikes. Here to Lajanis, now runners at second and third. Nobody out in the inning. Here's a pitch. Lajanis watches one come across the inside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Lajanis kind of a slap hitter. See her kind of shuffle towards the pitcher on the pitch. Get momentum going forward and pulls it down the first baseline. Foul.
She's a bit early. She's turning her hips too fast.
Typically what you'd see on a slap hitter where they're kind of getting that momentum going forward and a lot of times they pull it. 1-2 the count here to Lajanis. Jackson toes the slab. Runners at second and third. Here's the offering. Outside for a ball. It's 2-2. Duncan in a little bit at third. She's expecting maybe a chopper coming in because of the swinging, slap hitting of Lajanis. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Chopper goes to first base side. Foul. Picked up by Griffin in foul territory. She tried to field that in fair territory. That would have been a great play. But we'll do it again at 2-2.
No outs. Jackson's hoping for a strikeout.
Still looking for that first one in the game. 2-2 pitch. In the dirt for a ball. It's three balls, two strikes. Seventh pitch of the at-bat upcoming.
Full count. Got to protect.
The 3-2. High and away, ball four.
Base is loaded.
You're all on it, Jake. Base is juiced. Three walks in the game now for Jackson. This will bring up Alana Sullivan, who her batting average, Jake, .525.
Wow.
Over 30 RBIs on the season in a big spot here for the Raiders. First pitch in there for a strike called on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Also kind of a slap hitter herself. Moving towards Jackson when she delivers it. Here's the 0-1. Corners are in for Riverside. Hideaway, ball one. So Griffin is in. Duncan is in. Scott pretty even between second and third base bag. And same for Perez between first and second. Here's a line drive. Throw on the left side. Runner from third will come home, and that will be all. But Hutchinson scores on the RBI single from Alana Sullivan. And then the ball gets away.
Griffin did not back up the throw. on to the pitcher, to Jackson, and they score another run.
They've got one that came home. Now we've got the umpires coming together as Coach Reams not happy. They thought maybe there was Whistler was or that Duncan was in the way, and the umpires come together and they will call interference on the base paths, and so the runners will continue to move up. And so Sullivan had an RBI single. She goes to first. On her advancement to second after the throw comes in and was wild, there was interference between Legatus trying to get to third. So as a result of that, they have stoppage, interference called. So Legatus is able to come home and score. Sullivan moves all the way up to third. So Hutchinson and Sullivan and Legatus all score. It's a three-run inning so far. Still nobody out. Sullivan is at third. This will bring up Avery Johnson, who's had two RBI singles so far in this game from the right side. 9-0, Frontenac with the lead.
I feel like a long inning for Riverside.
Here's a ball lifted high and deep into left center field, back to the fence, and gone! A two-run home run for Avery Johnson.
And that is tough for Riverside. Jackson must feel down after that.
Frontenac has exploded in this fourth inning. Five runs have come across. It's 11-0, and there are no outs.
Jackson does not look happy. Fell out that one go. As Ken Griffey Jr. once said, 4 seconds and it can't stop thinking about it.
That's right. This will bring up Matty Call, the catcher. 0-2 today with a sacrifice bunt and a ground out to the shortstop, Alexis Scott.
Jackson took a deep breath, ready for the next batter.
Nobody out here in this bottom of the fourth. First offering, low and away, ball one. Run rule is now in effect. 10-5 is the run rule. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, so at minimum, Riverside has to play two in the top half of the fifth. Frontenac with no outs as that pitch, low and inside, ball two. If they played four more runs in this inning, the game would be over for the 15-3 run rule. Semi-final game here, number one. We'll have Silver Lake Burlington up next here on 103.9. Two balls, no strikes, that pitch, low and inside, ball three.
Red light for
Matty Call.
Matty Call.
Jackson, knowing that, puts one right in there down Broadway. It's 3-1. Mia Jackson in the circle, having to dig deep here. 3-1 pitch coming to Call. Foul tip back to the screen. We'll do it at 3-2. Grayson McLaren and have the good one do up next for Frontenac. Nobody out. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. 11-0 now Frontenac as they brought five home here in this inning, including a two-run home run by Avery Johnson. 3-2 pitch. Foul back to the screen. We'll do it again.
Still full count. Jackson's good.
Looking for strikeout 108 of the season, Jake.
Yes, she is, but this is can't throw a ball.
3-2 pitch, ground ball to the second baseman, Perez. Fields it cleanly over to first in time for the first out of the inning.
And that is a start. They're hoping that they could get two more outs and prevent no more runs and try to stop the run rule.
4-3 on the putout if you're keeping track at home. One away here in this bottom of the fourth. 11-0 the score. Here's the pitch into Goodwin on the corner for a strike. She walked her first time up, grounded out to Perez her last time up in the third. The 0-1 pitch in the dirt for a ball. It's 1-1. Oh, they say no pitch.
No.
No pitch. So still 0-1 the count. Here's the offering. Laced down the left field line, foul.
Turned up too soon. 0-2.
Yeah, should be an 0-2 count here for Mia Jackson against Matty Call, the catcher for Frontenac in from the right side. One away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Nobody on. Jackson's offering. Trying to catch the corner, but just a little bit low.
1-2. Jackson still looking for the first strike out of the game.
Check that. This is Hadley Goodwin. I said Matty Cole. I was a moment ago. Here's a ball in the dirt. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes.
I think it's 2 balls and 2 strikes because the first ball wasn't a...
Yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right. 2-2 pitch. No, it was 3-2. Ball in the dirt. That's a walk, and Grayson McLaren will go to first base on the walk. So Hadley Goodwin will step into the box now.
Double play is in factor.
Walked her first time up, grounded out to the second baseman her last time. There's a pitch catching the inside corner at the knees. It's 0-1. Grayson McLaren at first base. I want to clarify, I had her as the walk and the ground out, but she actually has 2 RBI singles before that walk. So great day at the plate for McLaren, the second baseman for Frontenac, who stands at first with 1 out. 1-1 now to count on Goodwin as that ball in the dirt.
Comes the offering.
Ground ball to the third baseman. Duncan, second for one. Over to first, not in time, but they get the force at second. So Goodwin reaches first base on a fielder's choice. On a 5-4 putout. McLaren out at second for the second out of the inning. This will bring up Kenley Sullivan. RBI single in the first, and a ground out to Scott, the shortstop, back in the third. Frontenac has batted around in this inning now. Low and away, ball one on the first pitch. Kyler Hutchinson started this inning off with a stand-up double. She waits on deck, trying to get her second at-bat of the inning.
That's going to run the batting order once. And
here's a loft into shallow center field, and Hewens comes up to make the grab. That's the third out of the inning on the F8. However, in the inning, a great inning for Frontenac as they have 3 hits. They played 5, 1 error, and 1 left on base. We go to the top of the fifth inning, and Riverside has to score 2. It's 11-0 Frontenac here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Jake once again. We're at B&P Propane, Notty Pinole. We're mainly here at the pumps. 1 mile south of Holton on Old 75 Highway. We're hanging out with Brett now. You can come down here and spin a wheel. You can register for the Camo Cruiser. You can do a lot of things in a short amount of time. Come down. Bring your car down here on empty. They'll fill it up for you 10 cents less per gallon today as well. Brett, tell me a little bit about the passion that's behind B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Really, what fuels your guys' passion here for Northeast Kansas with what you guys do?
It all started 8 decades ago with my grandfather, and now we're transitioning into our 4th generation of this business. And I think most of it starts with being able to serve small communities and getting to know our customers and just staying a small-town business and not growing and turning into a big corporate type. We want to be here to still be friends with everybody and just try to make it an honest and great place to fuel.
Yeah, you guys do awesome with all your communities that you serve. There's a lot of them. You guys have a lot of vehicles that people are seeing, whether it's the B&P trucks or seeing you out in your big fuel hauler or whatever you call it. I don't even know what it's called. But the ability for you guys to be in so many different communities, what's it mean for you to know that you guys have so many loyal customers in your guys' communities?
Well, you said loyal, and that's what it is. We try to, like I said earlier, have great service, and that comes back to the loyalty of our customers. And if we provide a great service, our customers will continue to come. And, you know, we try to thank them and do the best we can for them each and every day. And that's kind of why we're here.
Come on down. We're here 1 mile south of Holton off Old 75 Highway. We're celebrating. It's a party at the pumps here at B&P Propane, Knotty Pine Oil. And, again, we're at the pumps. Full service Friday. We're here till 1.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pitch to Perez, ground ball back to the pitcher, and Johnson, gets her out at first base. That's 1 out here in this top half of the fifth inning. Jake and Jake with you here behind home plate, set back in studios. We're in the top of the fifth now, 1 out quickly. And in now is Kayana Hewens from the right side. Here's a dribbler to the shortstop, Sullivan, and she boots it away, so an error on the shortstop. Some work needs to be done here by Riverside. That's a good start. Hewens starts at first base now on the E6. by Sullivan. Two runs must come home in this inning, Jake. Otherwise, it will be a 10-run run rule for the Frontenac Raiders.
And Cyclones fan, I do not want that to happen.
Millie Miller in from the right side. First pitch swinging and snap throw down to first base. Slipping there was Kayana Hewins, and able to get back safely, though. Miller swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Top of the order waiting next. It's Ella Whistler on deck.
Pitch.
0-1 to Miller. Fouled back to the screen. It's now 0-2. Again, the Cyclones must score twice here in this inning. Otherwise, season won't be over. 3 o'clock third place game. 5 o'clock championship game. The 0-2 pitch. Screwball in there. Called strike.
Ooh.
The second out of the inning.
That was a close call, but Frontenac got it with that pretty frame by Call.
So this will bring up Ella Whistler.
Words are hard.
Words can be difficult in broadcasting, dude. People don't. If you don't know, Jake sat in there with me yesterday and got to listen for a little while, and then we turned his mic on. And first time ever doing something like this, but you know your baseball and softball pretty well.
Yep.
We got a stoppage on the field right now. Ella Whistler has something in her eye. She's trying to get it out right now, but there's two outs. Two-run home run would extend this game. We could see one of those right here, but Hewins is at first base. It's 11-0 Frontenac. The run rule could be in effect here. Here's a swing and a foul ball.
Foul ball.
Hewins was running on the pitch, so she's got to go back to first base. She's trying to take away the easy play to second if she's able to swipe the bag. 0-1 here to Whistler. She has an infield single and a ground out to the third baseman so far in this game.
If you don't know, we're at the top of the lineup.
0-1 to count. Outside, here's a steal by Hewin. Swipes the bag with ease. Ball kicked away from Call momentarily. So, Kayana credited with a stolen base there. Two away here in this top of the fifth inning. 11-0 Frontenac. Whistler trying to keep this game going for the Cyclones.
Hewin's now in scoring position.
The 1-1 pitch from Johnson. High, deep ball to left field, but it gets way out of play. She turned on that one, did Ella Whistler, but that definitely had the distance to be a home run, Jake, but
yeah, but it
was 75 feet too far to the left.
Yep.
1-2 the count. Johnson, the offering. Ground ball to the third base, picked up by Hutchinson. Over to first, in time, and Frontenac will play for a state title.
Runners.
For the second straight year.
Tough game for Riverside. They fought, though.
Fought hard, but Frontenac wins it 11-0 in a five-inning run rule. We'll be back after this to quickly summarize. Final score, Frontenac 11, Riverside nothing. Back after this, you're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at MCON Underground. Youngstown.com.
Discover Wathena Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center, a fully VA-contracted facility that is both Medicare and Medicaid certified and accepts most Medicare Advantage plans. Offering long-term care, short-stay rehab, and outpatient rehab, including physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Enjoy a small-town home-like atmosphere with all the amenities while providing a variety of daily activities to keep you engaged. Plus, just a few miles from local hospitals and physicians, experience quality care where you feel at home. Choose Wathena Healthcare, caring for you every step of the way.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
One final time for this matchup. We will have Silver Lake and Burlington at the top of the hour coming up here in just a little bit. But this first matchup, the semifinal between Frontenac, the top seed, and the four seed Riverside Cyclones, goes the way of Frontenac by a final count of 11-0. It's a 5-run, 10-run rule limit here in this state semifinal game. What a job there in the circle today by Frontenac's Johnson, as she had a great game. Did Avery Johnson not only pitching, but also at the plate. She went 3-for-3 from the batter's box, including a 2-run home run, and she had 3 RBIs, a stolen base, and scored 3 runs in the game. In the circle, she had 6 strikeouts, 5 innings of work, just 2 hits allowed in the game. So a 2-hit shutout pitch today by Avery Johnson. For Riverside, it was a struggle when you face a pitcher as dominant as Johnson was. Just 2 hits in the ballgame. Those hits were credited to Ella Whistler, as well as Alexis Scott in the ballgame. Reaching base was Kayana Hewitt, as she reached on an error in the game as well. But a tough game in the circle for Mia Jackson. She gets the loss today. 4 innings pitched, 8 hits allowed, 4 runs allowed, 7 of them earned, 4 of them not earned due to errors by Riverside. Riverside finished the game with 3 errors in the game defensively and allowed 3 pass balls on, or free passes, I should say, on walks in the ball game. But they get a chance to bounce back. They will play the loser of Silver Lake and Burlington, 2 powerhouses that will take the field here in just a little bit, and we'll have here at 1 o'clock on KNZA. Jake, one final time, my friend. That was a tough game for Riverside, and they faced a very good team in the Frontenac Raiders, who will try and get their second straight state title.
Yeah, Frontenac's the reigning state champion, so. Plus, they usually run roll every team, so.
They're a pretty good team at doing that for sure. Well, Jake, appreciate you joining me. Will you be able to hang out with me at 3 o'clock today again?
Yes, I can even hang out with several light games.
All right, we'll see about all that. We got to get you back to the studio here. It's been Jake and Jake. We're JJ on the mic here in Topeka. Seth, take it away. I know we got plenty to catch up on, whether it's remote reports. Don't forget to go down to the pumps 1 mile south of Holton on Old 75. See Jeff and see Harper and see my friends at B&P Propane, as they've got the grand opening going on down there today of the pumps, 10 cents off a gallon down there in just south of Holton. And don't forget also, we've got state track reports coming on here as well. And across our networks, we got plenty of baseball going on. Last check, Sabetha was leading Heston 6-5, and Valley Falls was leading their opponent Remington in their semifinal game as well. Thanks so much for tuning in. Riverside falls to Frontenac 11-0 today here in the 11 o'clock game. We'll be back in about 45 minutes with Silver Lake and Burlington here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.